Books on Tape presents One Nation Under God, The History of Prayer in America by James P. Moore, Jr. Read by Leonardo Leoncavallo. Prologue. Exactly how One Nation Under God was conceived and developed over time remains a mystery to me. I do remember, however, when I first thought about the project, during the fall of 1997. It was early in the morning on Columbus Day that my brother called to tell me that our father had died unexpectedly in the middle of the night. It was a heart attack, and he had gone peacefully. As anyone who has ever experienced the news of that kind of sudden death can attest, the initial shock and the hours that followed became vivid memories frozen in time. In the coming weeks and months, which would quickly turn into years, I traveled between Washington, D.C. and Ford City, Pennsylvania, to provide support to my mother, a strong and fiercely independent woman who, within weeks of my father's death, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. During those first few car trips, as I drove along the ridges and over the crests of the spectacular Allegheny Mountains, I began to think about prayer and the part it played in my life and in the life of the country. I thought about America's earliest settlers, their heirs, and the role that prayer had played in their lives. I remembered some of the country's most prominent figures and the crucial moments in history when prayer had provided meaning and given strength when comfort and hope were hard to come by. It also struck me that if prayer represents the most private